we've got to stick together. Talk Radio 570 KVI.
That presidential press conference you're not going to want to miss. It's coming up here in about 7 minutes. Talk Radio 570 KVI. All right. Now, here's an only at the United Nations story for you. UN saying that humans should eat bugs as a source of nutrition and as a way to circumvent hunger and starvation. Yes, it's a serious story, but Stephen Colbert at Comedy Central didn't take it quite so seriously.
The UN has done something truly unforgivable.
The UN has a new solution to fight hunger, bugs.
The UN says creatures like scorpions, cicadas, and locusts are a healthy source of fat, protein, and fiber.
The UN bullies want to make us eat a bug. I, for one, do not buy the UN claims that, quote, mini livestock offer livelihood opportunities for both urban and rural people. Did you hear that? Mini livestock. So, let me get this straight. According to the UN, all you New Yorkers with bed bugs are technically ranchers.
Ew.
And I have one thing to say to the UN. You first, gentlemen. Because from what I hear, your delegates are shuttled by fleets of Bentleys and Mercedes-Benzes to dine at upscale spots like Harry's Bar and Cipriani, where I'm pretty sure their coq au vin is not made from cockroaches found in a van. Vigilance!
And it's a true story.
Yeah, real story.
It's a true story. This next story, I can't believe is true.
And if those New York people with bedbugs are ranchers, just think how much money they'll be getting in subsidies from the next farm bill.
Again, this could only happen in the last 2 minutes of the show.
Yes.
Where anything can happen, of
anything
course.
Goes right now.
A university study to simulate the pain of childbirth for men? Apparently.
Feels like someone's taking a sawzall and just carving up my abdomen.
Are you doing this?
Stop smiling!
What on earth?
Oh, wow. You're starting to really calm down now. Okay? You're doing really great. And now in normal labor, you'd be having a contraction pretty soon again, okay?
Okay, but I don't want that yet.
Okay.
Can we do it? I'm going to throw up.
Yeah, what on earth?
I think that's the labor coach right there talking to the guy.
Okay. So they're hooked up to these it looks like what heart monitors are.
Like electrodes or something.
Yeah, hooked up to around their stomach, and they have them laying on this table, and they just are triggering, I guess, some kind of shock. I don't know.
Okay, I didn't see the video. I'm only hearing the audio.
Oh, you'll see the video. The video's been all over this morning.
Okay, so where are these pains experienced?
Midsection. They've got them all hooked up to their bellies.
To their stomach and abdomen?
I don't know if it's at their spine, because that's where your nexus of your nerves are, but that's the short answer.
And the purpose of this is what? To create a sense of empathy? Anyway, hold on. There's a little more. I don't know if I can stomach this.
Awesome.
Awesome,
guys. Guy
sounds like he had an unfortunate experience at Taco Bell.
It's passing a kidney stone.
Jeez, or something.
I'm gonna come down now. You guys are doing awesome. Focus. Start to beat.
Okay, we're so done with this. Okay, the presidential press conference, you got to check it out. It starts in 3 minutes.
We'll cover it all on the show tomorrow morning at 5.
And so much more of what happens later today. I'm back in 20 short hours. In the meantime, we have Laura Ingraham taking you home taking you the next 3 hours.
Bye-bye.
Adios. Are you serious?
I am serious. Adios.